AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Commissioner Anthony Betts says the police investigation in Baltimore is over into the death of Freddie Gray. It is now in the hands of prosecutors.
Getting to the right answer is more important than the speed. Making sure that we look and overturn every rock is more important than just coming forth and giving a document.
Few details were released, but there was a new stop mentioned for the vehicle that was carrying Gray to the police station. Baltimore police say more than half of the people detained during Monday's riots have been released without charges, and close to 100 police officers were injured. NATO Supreme Allied Commander in Europe, General Philip Breedlove, says it appears Russia may be preparing for another offensive in Ukraine.
Some Russian military exercises have caught us by surprise, and our textured feel for Russian involvement on the ground in Ukraine has been quite limited.
He's an independent in the Senate, but Bernie Sanders is running for president as a Democrat. Here's the AP's Jerry Bodlander.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he didn't join the race for the Democratic nomination just to push Hillary Rodham Clinton to the left on a number of issues.
Not at all. No, we're in this race to win.
He says the middle class has disappeared, a victim of income inequality.
We can't continue having a nation in which we have the highest rate of childhood poverty of any major nation on earth, at the same time as we're seeing a proliferation of millionaires and billionaires.
Sanders says he's looking forward to debating the issues, but says he has a track record of not going negative and won't start now. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Two bodies have been recovered near Dauphin Island in Alabama. Officials say they are connected to the overturning of boats last weekend at the Dauphin Island Regatta. Disappointing corporate earnings report set off selling today on Wall Street at the close. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished down 194 points. This is AP Radio News. Good news for anyone going through football withdrawals. The NFL draft starts tonight. Here's the AP's Jack Briggs.
The National Football League draft is taking place this year in Chicago. The opening round is on tap tonight with Tampa Bay holding the first pick. From all indications, the Bucs will choose former Heisman Trophy winner Jameis Winston out of Florida State. The 6'4 quarterback carries some baggage with him, but seemingly fits in well with Tampa. The other big name in the draft is Oregon's Marcus Mariota, and there has been all sorts of speculation that the Eagles or Browns will pull off a trade to move up and grab him. Tennessee picks number 2, followed by Jacksonville, Oakland, and Washington. This is Jack Briggs.
In the NBA, Minnesota's Andrew Wiggins has been named that league's Rookie of the Year. Florida's Billy Donovan is the new coach of the NBA's Oklahoma City Thunder. And American Pharoah is the favorite at 5-2 to win Saturday's Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs in Louisville. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.